This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. This is episode 3 for March 9th, 2010, Lupus. UpperCervicalDocs.com. For more testimonials of how Upper Cervical has helped people, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also hear interviews with prominent people in Upper Cervical. It is time for Testimonial Tuesday. This is episode 3. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and I'm here with Dr. Drew Hall. Hello, Doc.
Good evening, Dr. Hambrick.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Have
Ready
you got
to
a
tell
story?
Another story.
You got a story for us today?
I do have a story.
All right.
This one's going to... Yeah, it might take 15 minutes. I don't think so, but we'll see. Let's see, this particular individual started care, it's probably been longer than I think, you know how that goes, 10 months ago. She was actually referred in by the producers of The Power of Upper Cervical, and she happens to be an actress on Lost, and will be on McDonald's soon. Let's see, she's on a Bounty commercial and is doing quite well. I told her at the beginning of care that not only would her physical body do better, but this upper cervical thing is not just about your physical body, it's about your life, and you may find that as we get you clear, things in your professional life fall into place also. I certainly found that in my own life when I got under upper cervical care.
Explain what The Power of Upper Cervical is real quick.
The Power of Upper Cervical is a documentary movie that was made, gosh, it's been 2.5 years probably from today, and it's a great 1-hour video that really gets through the power of upper cervical and the impact that correcting that top lip bone can have in transforming people's lives. And I know in our office and lots of people that I've talked to throughout the country, it's had a big impact on not only educating patients but getting the word out there. And soon, hopefully, we will have a larger one done that will be in the movie theater. That's still in the works. But getting back
That's
to
cool.
my testimony, we can't get off on a tangent. We might be here till midnight.
Oh.
This particular individual was diagnosed with lupus for 2 years prior to coming to the office, was seeing the top rheumatologist at Cedars, and had all the blood work up, ANA positive, all those inflammatory indicators. Prior to coming into my office in consultation, she had talked about how she was given experimental drug that they were trying on lupus patients. And in consultation, she said, well, how am I going to know what did what? And the fact that it's experimental, I think I won't take it. And she decided to just do upper cervical and see what that could do. And of course, we took the x-rays on her. She was another up and forward to the right misalignment. She was corrected and wasn't one of those cases who woke up the next morning and everything was gone. But within 6 or 8 weeks, 70% of her symptomology was clear. And the great part about this story, about 8 weeks later, she went into the rheumatologist at Cedars, and she sat down and had a little talk with the rheumatologist and said, you know, since my last visit, I went to this upper cervical doctor, and as soon as that was said, the rheumatologist's eyes rolled back in his head, and he said, well, that's not a medical doctor, is it? And she calmly went on to explain, no, they deal with the top vertebra and the relationship to the spinal cord, and you know, kind of told the story, and again, this is the top rheumatologist at Cedar said, I won't say her name, but she said her name, what in the hell does your brainstem have to do with lupus? And, of course, coming from a highly educated person, I find it laughable that that could be said. Well, what the hell does your brainstem have to do with lupus? It controls your whole damn body, doc. And here's the other great part of the story. So she obviously quit after that. It was kind of like, what's the point? And she left the office, and as she was walking down the hallway, the rheumatologist went out and grabbed her by her arm and said, Mrs. John Doe, I know what happened. Do you remember that shot that we gave you 3 months ago? Maybe it's having a delayed reaction. So it just always amazes me how they will hold on to their little box and do everything they can to keep themselves inside of it, instead of saying, wow, he did what? He did something non-invasive, and what we've been dealing with for 2 years is pretty much gone, and you're back at work, and your joints don't ache, and you don't have headaches anymore, and you're sleeping through the night, and your career is taking off because you have more energy. Gee, I want to know about that. I've got lots of patients that I'm not helping. Maybe I should tell some of them about it. That's what really ticks me off.
Yeah. Do you know the first...
It's not all of them, but...
You're right, not all of them, but even the ones that are friendly to you, they don't keep you at top of mind very often. The first person that I ever ran into that had that attitude of, well, maybe it was that thing I've been trying, was a chiropractor. He had been dealing with low back pain for years. He got his atlas adjusted, and he said, maybe all those exercises I've been doing have finally started working.
Yeah, isn't that great? If you want to throw their butt down on the table and adjust them the opposite way that you fixed them and say, now tell me what, buddy.
Right? Yeah.
I got that one. I stole that one from Dr. Kuhn. That's his line. Whenever someone ticks them off and comes in, well, I don't know. Well, it's not from what you did. Well, good. Get back down on the table. We'll adjust you back out of adjustment and then go have a good life and don't come back to my office.
Right. Well... Thank you very much. Another excellent story.
All right, Dr. Hambrick, we'll see you next time.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
That's it for this episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. To hear more testimonials like this and to also hear interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, including Dr. Hall, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. Be sure to listen next week for the next installment of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall.